Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now, Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
Dawn Lemon's commentary is brought to you by Toyota and the RAV4. RAV4 from Toyota, spacious, stylish, and very adventurous. The RAV4, let's make today fun. Toyota, let's go places. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Dawn Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Why is Kevin Hart exciting my mother early in the morning? She's saying, you got to call in now because Kevin Hart is talking about you on the radio.
He was saying good things.
Good things, man.
You weren't
good
using
things,
it. No. You weren't saying bad things.
No. Who would say bad things about
you? No, Don.
What? Who would say something bad about Dawn Lemon?
That's a good introduction because we're going to talk about, let's talk about bad words, all right?
Let's talk
words
about
that you
it.
Shouldn't say, okay? So, Kevin, sit through this and then we'll get your commentary on the other
one. All right, I'm quiet. Right. Let's go.
An offensive word that many people hate and think should be banned. Others say not so fast. There's nothing wrong with using the word, especially when we're talking about a group of people we hold dear, like we like and we even love. Sounds like I'm talking about the N-word, right? Which has been debated, discussed, and reported countless times, but I am not. This time, it is the dreaded R word. I'm talking about Redskins, as in the Washington football team. For years now, there's been a push to force the team to change that name. Some fans, and of course Native Americans, find the term racially offensive. Others say it is just the name of a team. Lighten up. It's a tradition. But just this week, the United States Patent and Trademark Office stripped the team of its trademark protection, calling the team's name disparaging to Native Americans. And that means the team's profits still gets a profit from the word, but there will be it'll shrink because others can now legally use it to sell products and or merchandise. It's a small victory for those who wanted the name outright banned because it doesn't mean the team has to relinquish the name. The owner has vowed that he wouldn't. He said, I'm not getting rid of that name. It's a tradition. Last summer, when I researched and then hosted an hour-long special on CNN on the N-word, for historical context, I started by reporting on the history and the origin of the word. So let's do the same now with Redskin. Everybody ready? This is according to Oxford Dictionary. The first recorded use of the word was in the late 17th century in reference to the Algonquin people, one of the largest Native American groups who lived in southern New York State, New York City, New Jersey, and eastern Pennsylvania. Originally, the term was not a reference to their skin color, but to the color of the face and body paint they used in ritual traditions. But according to Oxford, through a process in linguistics that is called pejoration, like pejorative, pejoration, by which a neutral term acquires an unfavorable connotation or denotation, Redskin lost its neutral, accurate description, and since has become a disparagement, a disparaging word. So Redskin, Red Man, Red Indian were all used by Brits and Americans to distinguish between Indians from India and so-called Indians or Native Americans. It's very similar to the way Negro became the pejorative, N-I-G-G-E-R, to distinguish between Africans living in Africa from Africans living in the United States. Either way you cut it, no matter the origin of a word, if over time it has become a slur, a dig, or an insult, should you use it, even if it's the name of your favorite team? My personal opinion is no, but I want you to decide. But at the very least, though, before you defend using it, you should probably know where it came from and what it means.
Okay.
Well, I ain't never called nobody no Redskin.
Especially not as an Eagles fan.
I ain't never been mad. I'm like, get out of this restaurant, you Redskin. I've never done
listen,
that.
Listen, even Indian is not the proper way to.
I've never said that either.
He makes a point.
We've been called
the N-word. And who has ever been called a Redskin other than a team?
Yeah, nobody. I don't want to say nobody.
Is it fair to compare being called the N-word?
Not at all.
No, I'm not comparing calling the N-word. I'm calling the origin of the word.
Technically, I'm not trying to start a debate, but you almost are comparing it.
The origin of a word, how one word becomes another, where the word came from, the African American
No, Don.
Negro,
I'm on your side here. I'm on your side here.
You distinguish black people?
Listen, I'm on your side here, but I'm saying you almost are comparing the two. Not in a debating way. I'm not trying to debate, but at the same time.
Yes, you are, Kevin Hart.
Well, a little bit. A little bit I am. He almost is comparing the two by saying this is what we've been done, so should the word Redskins be should it be banned, or do you agree with it being banned? It's not on the same bar. I do agree with, you know, people of that culture, or, you know, we don't know how they feel personally because we're not them. But this has existed for 20 years. So to say this is a, you know, a
you
word
mean Redskins?
Of slang. Redskins, yes.
Yeah, they've been using that since the 1930s.
1930s. Okay, so now to say that's a problem, it's a team name. Nobody uses that word, you know, in a way to where it's insulting. It's celebrated. You got fans who celebrate the Washington Redskins. They rejoice, whether it's win or lose. We love the Redskins. Redskins.
What if they were called the Washington
N-word.
Black faces, Washington N-word.
But that's
you can't say it's the same because that would never
not
be.
The same.
See, so now
it's
you're comparing. Same, I didn't use that because I didn't want to compare the two. I'm talking about the
but
origin
of a
word.
But you did compare the two.
You did,
no,
Don.
I didn't.
You did.
I talked about the origin of a word over time, how it becomes, how it
Look,
takes
Don,
on a meaning.
I'm not good with big words.
Well, listen.
So let's stop saying.
And how
origin.
You distinguish between
I get confused
people
with origin. I don't really know the definition of origin.
Where it
okay.
come from?
Say that to me, Don. Don't hit me with origin.
Where the word came how the word came about. The word
well,
came about
that.
To distinguish Indians
well,
from India from
okay.
what people call Indians in America.
Yeah.
All right,
the
you
word
know what you
the
N
word came about
we
from Negroes in Africa.
Okay.
Or it wasn't Negroes in Africa, from Africans living in Africa, from Negroes, which means black, right?
Okay.
For people
that's
living
not,
in America.
And that
became
the
nigger. It's not comparing okay. it to. I'm just telling you. It's a comparison to show you how okay. words change over time.
So using the word comparison and saying, is that comparing the
and
two?
They're both slurs.
Technically is saying you compare
I'm not
them
saying,
down.
I'm not, I didn't say they were equal. I did
well,
not say
said,
they were equal.
But you said comparison.
I used an example to show you how words change
look, Don,
over time.
Don, I'm on your side.
Hey, you guys,
I love
hey,
you,
guys,
Don.
Hey, you guys.
Don.
Hey, listen,
Don,
listen,
your
mom's
on
love
the
Don.
Phone. Your
mom's how about you guys? How about you guys take your shirts off and wrestle? That's the way you said it.
I think Kevin might like that too much. And Kevin, you know I'm a big man, Kevin.
Okay, here we go. All right, your mama's really on the phone now, Don.
Your mama's on the phone, Don.